Many visitors to the Jersey Shore this summer saw scarcely any damage from Superstorm Sandy, though residents up and down the coast tell a different story, many of whom still yearn to be made whole again. Let's get the latest with NJ Spotlight Sandy recovery writer Scott Gurian. Scott, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
You collaborated with Jersey Shore Hurricane News to get feedback. Tell us about the process.
Yes, so we put out a call through Jersey Shore Hurricane News's website, their Facebook page, just kind of crowdsourcing their readers, as well as putting out the call ourselves through New Jersey Spotlight's channels, asking residents and readers which parts of the Jersey Shore they felt were still struggling the most to return back to normal life more than 1 year after Sandy. And we got quite a number of responses.
And your article breaks it down into 10 specific communities still struggling to recover. Before we get specific, are there consistencies across those different locales?
One of the common complaints is that many people are just still waiting for aid to rebuild. So a lot of the process just is only in the very beginning stages in many of these worst hit places. A lot of people particularly in the towns farther south along the Jersey Shore, these are people who are primarily secondary homeowners. And so there have been some struggles with getting aid money because many of the state grant programs are just for primary homeowners. So if this is your summer home, your secondary home, you're going to face a lot more difficulty. And particularly the homes on the barrier islands, like Long Beach Island, they got some of the worst of the damage entire, you know, towns underwater, houses swept out to sea. So it's a very long recovery process in places like that.
And indeed, Holgate is one of those 10 towns listed. Describe the experiences there.
Yeah, Holgate, it's on Long Beach Island at the southern tip. It's actually part of Long Beach Township at the southernmost tip there. And the entire community was underwater during Sandy. Dunes were washed away. Some homes were totally swept out to sea. And one homeowner I spoke to there told me that along with Brant Beach, it was probably the worst hit section of Long Beach Island. There was a trailer park at the southern end of the island was completely destroyed. And if you drive around now, there are tons of contractors everywhere you go. But as I said, everyone's still waiting on aid money. It's one of the worst hit areas, I was told.
And presumably plenty of contractors can be seen at other South Jersey communities cited. They are Tuckerton, Mystic Island, and Beach Haven West.
Right. Now, Tuckerton is an interesting case. It's near the bottom of Ocean County. It was also badly damaged, but it lacks some of the notoriety of some other Jersey Shore destinations. It's probably, you know, not one of the first places that comes to mind when people think of Sandy because it's not right on the ocean. It's on the bay. And many residents in Tuckerton say that that's kind of what drew them to that area. They like that it isn't kind of overrun with tourists over the summer. And it's kind of a small town feel. But after Sandy, you know, it hasn't gotten as much media attention. There hasn't been as much fundraising effort paid to it. And they feel like their area has been overlooked. So in Tuckerton, at this point, about 100 out of 600 houses, including the mayor's house, have been condemned. Moving on to some of the other towns in that area, there's Beach Haven West, which is part of Manahawking, which is actually Stafford Township down there. Homeowners in Stafford Township suffered an average of about $19,000 in losses from Sandy.
Similar story in Mystic Island?
Yeah, Mystic Island is actually part of Little Egg Harbor. It's not far from Tuckerton and Holgate. Thousands of homes were flooded there. Even a year after the storm, I spoke to several residents, and many of the homes remain uninhabitable, contaminated with mold. One person told me only about 20% of the neighborhood has returned at this point, and some people are just now starting to clean out their furniture and other damaged belongings. There is kind of a hum of construction machinery around town. Some people are starting to rebuild, but others, you know, particularly older residents, have kind of decided to throw in the towel. Someone told me there's just for sale signs sprouting up everywhere around the neighborhood, though some people are wondering who actually is going to buy their houses at this point after, you know, having seen what happened to this town during Sandy. And residents have told me it just kind of feels like a ghost town now.
Scott, given this information and your capacity as Sandy recovery writer, where do you intend to cast your NJ Spotlight next?
We're looking at the issue of buyouts. There's been a lot of demand for buyouts in various parts of the shore, though much of the focus so far, the people who've actually been offered buyouts, have been in kind of more inland areas. So we're looking at if people in more coastal areas will be given buyouts, because some environmentalists are saying that really over the long term, if you're talking about sustainability and climate change issues, there really are some of these places like on the Barrier Islands that are just unsustainable, that really we need to kind of try to do what we can to move people away from these areas. So that's one of the issues I'll be looking at.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
NJ Spotlight Sandy recovery writer Scott Gurian on Newsworks Tonight.